Hi everyone, this is Jose Tamayo, and I am coming to you with this episode of Blind Cold Tech. Very exciting day today. I want to talk to you about a product that I've discovered as of recent. I listened to some information about this product some time ago, but I finally got to use it, play with it, and I want to give you an overview of it so that you can take advantage of it. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail on it in terms of configuration and everything else that goes with it, but I am going to provide you with enough information that you can go out, do a search, and actually install this product. And this product is called Windows Steady State. If you are running Windows XP Service Pack 2 or higher, you can run a product by Microsoft that is free, and it is called Windows Steady State. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and explain a little bit about it. Then I'm going to tell you how to get it. And I am going to demo a little bit on how it works. I am not going to get into, again, a lot of detail on it. But I am going to give you enough so that way you have the information that you need to get this product running. Windows Steady State. What is Windows Steady State? Windows Steady State is a product that was released by Microsoft free of charge that you can utilize in order to secure a shared computer. So if you have a Windows XP computer that you have at your home and that is not very dynamic in nature, there are ways you can actually secure the machine so that anything that occurs on the machine itself is actually reverted back to the original state as soon as the machine is rebooted. So if you have a machine that's sitting out in the lobby, or you have a machine at home that you generally don't touch, you don't do many things to it yourself, then you want to install Windows Steady State and manage it through Windows Steady State. Because through Windows Steady State, you can actually set up multiple configurations where you can have control of what happens to the machine. What happens to the machine when a user logs in? What happens when they log out? What happens when something gets added to the machine? And what happens after the machine reboots? One of the very interesting modes of this product is what they call disk protection. When you enable disk protection in Windows Steady State, what you're doing is actually you're telling the operating system to reserve a predetermined amount of disk space on the hard drive to cache all information that has been changed since the computer was booted up, since the user logged in. If you have multiple users on the computer, the Windows the disk protection feature creates a cache file on the hard drive that is half of the free disk space on your computer, or 40 gigabytes, whichever is lowest. So let's say that you have a 40 gigabyte hard drive, which are not very common these days, but for simplicity's sake, a 40 gig hard drive that has 15 gigabytes free. Half of the 15 gigabytes, meaning 7.5 gigabytes, will be utilized for the cache file. What will happen is when a user logs in, the machine, Windows Steady State software, will start tracking what that user is doing on the computer. Perhaps that user goes to a website. Perhaps they change this and that on the machine. Perhaps they do things to, they create temporary documents. They do things under My Documents. And what happens is when the user logs out, optionally, you can have the machine reboot, or you can reboot the machine once in a while. The recommended interval is once per day, so that way the cache is cleared. All these cache entries that are placed or changes to the computer that are placed in the cache are flushed from the system when the system is restarted. That means that the computer goes back to where it was before it was restarted. This is kind of nice because it allows you to set up a machine that is shared and that really is only utilized for certain things, static things, and even for dynamic things. But the thing is that when the machine is restarted, everything is gone. There are other ways to configure Windows Steady State to allow for multiple users to be able to have persistent data. One way is for you to provide a schedule for that user. For example, you have user one. User one may be in your office for a couple of weeks, and you have documents that user is creating under the My Documents folder. You want to actually, what you want to do is you want to tell Windows Steady State to allow that user for those 2 weeks, and when the 2 weeks are up, the user will be notified that upon the next reboot, all the data that's on the My Documents or all the data that is on that profile is going to be deleted. That is one way to persist data. When you enable system or disk protection, what you enable protection on is the system partition. The system partition is your boot drive. It is your C drive. If you have a machine and you want to have users that have persistent data, what is recommended is that you create another disk away from the system partition that will allow you to place the user profiles on that disk. Once you move the user profile to another disk, the actual user data will be persistent for as long as you want it. So that's one way of persisting data. Another way of persisting data is to turn off disk protection while still having all the other options that you have with Windows Steady State. You can lock a profile so that the profile, the user is not allowed to make changes that are detrimental to the machine. And a locked profile will actually work if the machine is using disk protection or if the machine is not using disk protection. So Windows Steady State is also going to allow you to manage what those users see on their desktops, what they have access to. It's sort of like a profile management type tool. It also allows you to set up a time frame for the user to be logged on, so that way you can limit people to X amount of time on the computer. Perhaps your kids, you don't want them on the computer for more than 1 hour or 2 hours or whatever you choose, and then you would set that up so that they would be told that they're going to be logged off. One important thing about this product is also that it provides the ability to do Windows updates for only critical components. And when a Windows update, when Windows Steady State is set up to do the Windows updates, Windows Steady State will perform the Windows updates in the background. But one gotcha is that it will tell the user that they need to log off before updates will take place. In fact, the user will not be given an opportunity to log off. The computer will tell the user that it's time to log off because updates are coming in, and then they will be logged off. The administrator can log in, but it is recommended that the logged in administrator is logged out, so that way all the changes take effect or take place behind the scenes. And Windows Steady State will take care of those updates in the background. The updates are only for critical updates. If you're looking for third-party updates like antivirus software updates, maybe spyware updates, those are also customizable. You'll have to go and play with the tool and see how that works. There are also no recommended nor lower type updates available through Windows Steady State. Windows Steady State will only do the critical updates that are available from Microsoft. All the other updates will have to be performed manually by the administrator of the computer. So I've given you a pretty good overview, and as always, I'd like to show you a little bit on how the product works, what you can do with it, what the interface looks like, and the tool is not very JAWS, is not very accessible, but most of the features are available through the JAWS cursor. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up JAWS so that it is at default. In other words, that JAWS allows for everyone to listen to what's going on, and that it is at a default everything. I know that for some it'll be slow, but for others, it'll work. And so I try to strike a balance here. So without further ado, let's get going here, and let's do the demo of the Windows Steady State. And as I go through the tool, I am going to share with you some things that I may have not shared in the beginning of this podcast, but I will provide additional information. Hopefully in the future, if you all think that it's a good idea, perhaps I can provide you with a more detailed podcast which would contain specific scenarios and configurations for specific setups. So let's get moving with Windows Steady State. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I am going to do a search for Windows Steady State download, or download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search-Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing. Download Windows Steady State.
Steady State. Enter. Download Windows Steady State download.
Whoa, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Download, search, edit, enter, hope, Windows, Steady State, enter. Download Windows Steady State dash Google search, page has 10 heading, download.
Okay, I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2, enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where we can get Windows Steady State.
Road.
As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape. Virtual.
I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place, heading virtual find. Escape. Sign up now button. Sign in button. Wrapping the top. Go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab. JAWS. Alt shift tab. Sign in dash back.
I'm going to go back. Because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button. Windows Steady State heading level 2 link visited. Featured Windows download : Windows Steady State creates a rec.gel1 life hacker blank. Heading blank link double and dot. Are you revisited? Head enter. Visited.
There we go. Okay. Okay, so we have
Steady State.
The page for Windows Steady State.
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Address is http://www.microsoft.com.
There, okay.
Windows Steady State. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows Steady State heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Wrapping the top site button, swipe button, wrapping the top swipe button.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So, that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows Steady State. And you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows Steady State. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows Steady State interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows Steady State interface, the help file will come up. I will close that and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all pro. Program W, Windows Update W, Winamp Sub W, Winbatch W, Winboard W, Windows Live Sub W, Windows Support Tool W, Wingap Sub W, WinRAR Sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view. Windows Steady State closed. 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view. Not selected. Admin. 1 of...
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application. On previous occasions, the help file loaded. But this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from JAWS here.
JAWS Prov. Escape. JAWS dialog, adjust JAWS G, level 1, G, level 0, general options, G, level 1, graphics dash list space, graphics dash all, space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter, Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab, tab, alt tab, JAWS, alt shift tab, Windows steady state, tab, root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state installing Windows steady ST getting started PC cursor title is alt tab JAWS alt tab Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer Windows alt shift tab zone alarm security alert zone alt Windows steady state dash Windows share alt shift tab project report dash find alt shift tab Skype alt tab C colon alt tab F colon
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it. I don't know why.
Control T all pro program updates W Winboard for W Windows lock W Windows sub W Wincap sub W WinRAR sub W Windows install W Windows media W Windows message W Windows movie make W Windows steady state W.
There it is.
Enter, leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again, and then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
Title is
still loading here.
Alt tab Windows steady state. Windows steady state dialog. Tree view. Getting started closed. 2 of 5. Alt F4. List view. Not selected. Graphic 650 Jessica. 2 of
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. a list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic for Maria's.
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home. Graphic 257 admin.
Admin user. Here we go.
Tab. Add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space. Unavailable. Username colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab. Password colon password edit. Type in
You put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab. Confirm password colon pass.
Confirmation.
Tab. User location colon combo box. Local disk left parent seat.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk or...
Open list box. Look, lazy left parent F colon right parent. Local disk left parent I colon right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, on another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. Now, so that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember that with Windows Steady State, Windows Protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left local disk left parent seat tab list view 1 of 23 to move to items use the arrow keys. Graphic 21 graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialogue G graphics dash off space graphics dash none space graphics dash labeled enter.
Okay,
list
here we go.
View 8 of 20.
There.
Tab browse for more pictures. Shift tab list view 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse, tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created. The profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here. Press tab.
Tab. Add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab. Export user.
You can export a user. So if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later, which is pretty cool.
Tab. Import user.
There it is. Import user.
Tab. 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 Register.
This is where...
Shift tab. Tab. Register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab. Help. Tab. Getting started. Tab. FAQ. Tab. Community. Tab. Family safety from Windows Live 1 kit. Tab. List view. Admin. 1
so
of 5.
So obviously I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab through here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab. User settings.
User settings.
Tab. Lock profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Restart computer after log off checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general. Windows, general, window restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature, restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if I can go in there.
Setting admin. See also help. Jet Windows restrictions. Feature restrictions. Left mouse button. User settings. PC tab. High restrictions. Radio button checked. 1 of 5.
Okay. So
shift tab. User settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool, and I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I am going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it, so that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions, radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions. Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. OK button, enter. No restrictions, radio button checked.
Okay, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Restrictions, radio button, tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open, checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are shift. How many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open, checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access, left parent, except websites below right parent, not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool. So you can have certain websites that you want to have there. Okay.
Prevent right dash click in Internet Explorer, not checked. Prevent printing, checked. Do not allow access to favorites, checked. Disable autocomplete, checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed, checked. Menu options opened.
Alright, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source, checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files, checked. Remove theater mode, checked. Remove help menu, checked. Remove browser options, checked. Remove expanded new menu, checked. Remove general tab and internet options, checked. Remove security tab and internet options, checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options, checked. Remove content tab and internet options, checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool. Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options opened. 12 okay. Items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third-party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions opened. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left parent, far right parent in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the. Disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or.
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
I'm
clipboard.
Going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type in text, Alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And
press
we've
bar.
Got
tab, cancel.
The feature restrictions here.
Space unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, Tuckle, you can use WinSteady Stick Shared Access Computer Set Computer Restrictions Admin. From unauthorized changes system set to hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows Steady State colon off Jessica. Profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's kit profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started Melissa FAQ Pro Community. Underline set parental.
So
set parent controls.
You have parental controls, and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows, live one import user.
So, there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows Steady State. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past, you've had to use a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows Disk Protection or the disk protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk, and so that way your system partition is always protected, and you can do many, many, many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you'd like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address, again, is J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if you would like to see more on this particular subject. I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address, again, is jtblas@hotmail.com, jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I am going to do a search for Windows Steady State download or download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search - Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing, download Windows Steady State.
S-T-A-D-D-A-T-S-S-T-E-A-F-Y space S-T-A-T. Enter. Download Windows Steady State Download.
Well, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Download. Search edit. Enter. Oh, Windows Steady. Steady. S-T-E-A-D-Y space. Enter. Download Windows Steady State dash Google search. Page has 10 heading. Download.
Okay. I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2, enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where we can get Windows Steady State.
Road.
As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape. Virtual.
I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place, heading virtual fine. Escape. Sign up now button. Sign in button. Wrapping the top. Go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab. Jaws. Alt shift tab. Sign in dash back.
I'm going to go back because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button. Windows Steady State heading level 2 link visited. Featured Windows download : Windows Steady State creates a rec. Gel 1 life hacker blank. Heading link double and dot dot. Are you rec visited? Head enter visited.
Okay, so we
Windows
have
Steady State.
The page for Windows Steady State. 46%.
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Addresses http://www.microsoft.com.
There, okay.
Windows Steady State. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows Steady State heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Wrapping the top, site button, web button, wrapping the top, web blank.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows Steady State. And you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows Steady State. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows Steady State interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows Steady State interface, the help file will come up. I will close that, and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all pro. Program W, Windows Update W, Winamp Sub W, Winbatch W, Winboard W, Windows Live Sub W, Windows Support Tool W, WinCap Sub W, WinRAR Sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view. Windows Steady State closed. 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view. Not selected. Admin.
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application. On previous occasions, the help file loaded. But this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from JAWS here.
JAWS Prov. Escape. JAWS dialog. Adjust job G level 1, G level 0. General options G level 1. Graphics dash list space. Graphics dash all. Space. Graphics dash none. Space. Graphics dash labeled. Enter. Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab. Tab. Alt tab. JAWS. Alt shift tab. Windows steady state. Tab. Root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state. Installing Windows steady ST. Getting started. PC cursor title is Alt tab, JAWS, Alt tab, Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer, Windows Alt shift tab, zone alarm security alert, zone Alta, Windows steady state dash Windows share, Alt shift tab, project report dash find, Alt shift tab, Skype, Alt tab, C colon, Alt tab, F colon.
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it, I don't know why.
Control T, all pro. Program updates, W, WinBoard for W, Windows Lock W, Windows of W, WinCap sub W, WinRAR sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media W, Windows Message W, Windows Movie Mix W, Windows Steady State W.
There it is.
Enter, leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again, and then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
Title is
still loading here.
Alt tab, Windows steady state. Windows steady state dialog. Tree view, getting started closed. 2 of 5. Alt F4, list view, not selected. Graphic 650, Jessica. 2 of.
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. A list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic for Maria's.
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home. Graphic 257 admin.
Admin user. Here we go.
Tab. Add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space. Unavailable. Username colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab. Password colon password edit. Type in
you put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab, confirm password, colon, pass.
Confirmation.
Tab, user location, colon, combo box, local disk, left parent seat.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk, or.
Open list box, look, lazy, left parent, F, colon, right parent, local disk, left parent, I, colon, right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. Now, so that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember that with Windows Steady State, Windows protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left, local disk left parent seat tab, list view 1 of 23. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Graphic 21, graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialog, G, graphics dash off space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter.
Okay,
list
here we go.
View 8 of 20.
There.
Tab, browse for more pictures. Shift tab, list view 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created, the profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here. Press tab.
Tab. Add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab. Export the user.
You can export a user. So if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later. which is pretty cool.
Tab, import user.
There it is, import user.
Tab, 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 register.
This is where
shift tab, tab, register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab, help. Tab, getting started. Tab, FAQ. Tab, community. Tab, family safety from Windows Live 1K. Tab, list view, admin, 1
so
of 5.
So, obviously, I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab for here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab, user settings.
User settings.
Tab, block profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab, log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
Tab, log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Restart computer after log off checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general. Windows, general, window restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if I can go in there.
Setting admin. See also help. Windows restrictions. Feature restrictions. Left mouse button. User settings. PC tab. High restrictions. Radio button checked. 1 of 5.
Okay, so
shift tab. User settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool, and I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I am going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it, so that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions, radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. OK button, enter. No restrictions, radio button checked.
OK, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Lower, medium, high restrictions, radio button, tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are how many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access, left parent except websites below right parent not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool. So you can have certain websites that you want to have there. Okay.
Prevent right dash click in Internet Explorer not checked. Prevent printing checked. Do not allow access to favorites checked. Disable autocomplete checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed checked. Menu options opened.
All right, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files checked. Remove theater mode checked. Remove help menu checked. Remove browser options checked. Remove expanded new menu checked. Remove general tab and internet options checked. Remove security tab and internet options checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options checked. Remove content tab and internet options checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool. Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options open. 12 okay. Items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions open. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left parent bar right parent in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the... Disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or...
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
clipboard. I'm going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type and text, Alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And we've got
tab, cancel.
The feature restrictions here.
Space, unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, top level, you can use WinSteady State Shared Access Computer Set Computer Restrictions Admin. From unauthorized changes system set to the hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows steady state colon off Jessica profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's kit profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started with this FAQ pro community underline upset parental.
So
set parental controls.
You have parental controls, and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows, live one, import user.
So, there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows steady state. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past, you've had to use... a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows Disk Protection or the disk protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk, and so that way your system partition is always protected, and you can do many, many, many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address again is J. T as in Tom, B as in Boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if If you would like to see more on this particular subject, I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address again is jtblas@hotmail.com. jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So, I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I'm going to do a search for Windows Steady State Download, or Download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search-Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing Download Windows Steady State.
D-O-L-O-A-T space. D-O-L-O-S space. S-E-A-D-D-A-T-S. S-E-A-F-Y space. S-E-A-T-E. Enter. Download Windows Steady State Download.
Whoa, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Down left, search edit, enter, home, Windows, Steffi, S-T-E-A-D-Y, space, enter. Download Windows Steady State dash Google search, page has 10 heading, download.
Okay, I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And .www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2. Enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where we can get Windows Steady State. As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape. Virtual.
I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place, heading virtual find. Escape. Sign up now button. Sign in button. Wrapping the top. Go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab. JAWS. Alt shift tab. Sign in dash back.
I'm going to go back. Because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button. Windows Steady State heading level 2 link visited. Featured Windows download : Windows Steady State creates a rec. Gel 1 life hacker blank. Heading blank link double and dot. Are you rec visited? Head enter. Visited.
There we go. Okay. Okay, so we have
Windows Steady State.
The page for Windows Steady State.
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Addresses http://www.microsoft.com.
There. Okay.
Windows Steady State. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows Steady State heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Wrapping the top, site button, web button, wrapping the top, web blank.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows Steady State. and you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows Steady State. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows Steady State interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows Steady State interface, the help file will come up. I will close that and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all program W, Windows Update W, Winamp Sub W, Winbatch W, Winboard W, Windows Live Sub W, Windows Support Tool W, Wingap Sub W, WinRAR Sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view. Windows Steady State closed. 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view. Not selected. Admin. 1 of...
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application. On previous occasions, the help file loaded. But this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from JAWS here.
JAWS Prov. Escape. JAWS dialog, adjust JAWS G level 1, G level 0, general options G level 1, graphics dash list space, graphics dash all, space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter, Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab, tab, alt tab, JAWS, alt shift tab, Windows steady state, tab. Root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state. Installing Windows steady ST. Getting started. PC cursor title is Alt tab JAWS. Alt tab Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer. Windows Alt shift tab zone alarm security alert zone Alt Windows steady state dash Windows share Alt shift tab project report dash find Alt shift tab Skype Alt tab C colon Alt tab F colon.
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it. I don't know why.
Control T all program updates W Winboard for W Windows lock W Windows sub W Wincap sub W WinRAR sub W Windows install W Windows media W Windows message W Windows movie make W Windows steady state W.
There it is.
Enter, leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again and then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
Title is
still loading here.
Alt tab Windows steady state. Windows steady state dialog. Tree view. Getting started closed. 2 of 5. Alt F4. List view. Not selected. Graphic 650 Jessica. 2 of.
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. A list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic for Maria's.
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home. Graphic 257 admin.
Admin user. Here we go.
Tab. Add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space. Unavailable. Username colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab. Password colon password edit. Type in
you
text.
You put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab, confirm password, colon, pass.
Confirmation.
Tab, user location, colon, combo box, local disk, left parent seat.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk, or...
Open list box, look, lazy, left parent, F, colon, right parent, local disk, left parent, I, colon, right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, on your, on another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. Now, so that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember that with Windows Steady State, Windows protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left local disk left parent C tab list view 1 of 23. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Graphic 21, graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialog G, graphics dash off space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter.
Okay,
list
here we go.
View 8 of 20.
There.
Tab, browse for more pictures. Shift tab, list view 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created, the profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here. Press tab.
Tab, add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab, export user.
You can export a user, so if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later, which is pretty cool.
Tab, import user.
There it is, import user.
Tab, 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 register.
This is where...
Shift tab. Tab, register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab, help. Tab, getting started. Tab, FAQ. Tab, community. Tab, family safety from Windows Live 1K. Tab, list view, admin, 1
so
of 5.
So obviously, I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab through here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab. User settings.
User settings.
Tab. Lock profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Restart computer after log off checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general. Windows, general, window restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature, restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if I can go in there.
Setting admin. See also help. Jet Windows restriction. Feature restrictions. Left mouse button. User settings. PC tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Okay, so
shift tab, user settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool. And I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I'm going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it. So that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions, radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. Okay button, enter. No restrictions, radio button checked.
Okay, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Lower, medium, high restrictions, radio button, tab, preview, Internet Explorer restrictions, open, checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are, shift, how many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, preview, Internet Explorer restrictions, open, checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access, left parent, except websites below, right parent, not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool, so you can have certain websites that you want to have there, okay.
Prevent right dash click in Internet Explorer, not checked. Prevent printing, checked. Do not allow access to favorites, checked. Disable autocomplete, checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed, checked. Menu options opened.
Alright, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source, checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files, checked. Remove theater mode, checked. Remove help menu, checked. Remove browser options, checked. Remove expanded new menu, checked. Remove general tab and internet options, checked. Remove security tab and internet options, checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options, checked. Remove content tab and internet options, checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool. Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options opened. 12 okay. Items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third-party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions opened. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left parent, far right parent in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the. Disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or.
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
clipboard. I'm going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type in text, alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And we've got
tab, cancel
the feature restrictions here.
Space, unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, top level, you can use WinSteady State Shared Access Computer, set computer restrictions, admin. From unauthorized changes system set to the hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows Steady State colon off Jessica profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's kit profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started Melissa FAQ Pro Community. Underline set parental.
So
Set parent controls.
You have parental controls, and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows. Live one import user.
So, there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows Steady State. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past, you've had to use a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows Disk Protection or the Disk Protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk. And so that way your system partition is always protected. And you can do many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address, again, is J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if you would like to see more on this particular subject. I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address, again, is jtblas@hotmail.com. jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So, I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I am going to do a search for Windows Steady State download, or download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search -Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing download Windows Steady State.
Y, space, S-T-A-T-E, enter. Download Windows Steady State download.
Well, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Download, search, edit, enter, home, Windows Steady, S-T-E-A-D-Y, space, enter. Download Windows Steady State - Google search, page has 10 heading, download.
Okay, I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And .www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2, enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where I can get where we can get Windows Steady State. As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape.
I'm going to turn it off, and I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place. Heading virtual find. Escape. Sign up now button. Sign in button. Wrapping the top. Go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab. Jaws. Alt shift tab. Sign in dash back.
I'm going to go back because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button, Windows Steady State heading level 2 link visited, featured Windows download : Windows Steady State creates a rec.gel one life hacker blank, heading blank link double and dot are you rec visited, head enter, visited.
Okay, so we
Windows
have
Steady State.
The page for Windows Steady State. 46%,
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Addresses http://www.microsoft.com.
There. Okay.
Windows Steady State. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows Steady State heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Wrapping the top, site button, web button, wrapping the top, web blank.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows Steady State. And you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows Steady State. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows Steady State interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows Steady State interface, the help file will come up. I will close that, and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all program W, Windows Update W, Winamp Sub W, Winbatch W, Winboard W, Windows Live Sub W, Windows Support Tool W, Wingap Sub W, WinRAR Sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view. Windows Steady State closed. 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view. Not selected. Admin.
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application. On previous occasions, the help file loaded. But this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from Jaws here.
Jaws Prov. Escape. Jaws dialog, adjust job G, level 1, G, level 0, general options, G, level 1, graphics dash list space, graphics dash all, space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter, Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab, tab, alt tab, Jaws, alt shift tab, Windows steady state, tab. Root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state installing Windows steady ST getting started PC cursor title is Alt tab Jaws Alt tab Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer Windows Alt Shift Tab. Zone Alarm Security Alert. Zone Alta. Windows Steady State Dash Windows Share Alt Shift Tab. Project Report Dash Find Alt Shift Tab. Skype Alt Tab. C colon Alt Tab. F colon.
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it. I don't know why.
Control T. All Pro. Program updates. W. Winboard for W. Windows lock W. Windows of W. Wincap sub W. WinRAR sub W. Windows install W. Windows media W. Windows message W. Windows movie mix W. Windows steady state W.
There it is.
Enter. Leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again. And then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
Title is
still loading here.
Alt tab, Windows steady state. Windows steady state dialog. Tree view, getting started closed. 2 of 5. Alt F4. List view, not selected. Graphic 650. Jessica. 2 of.
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. A list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic for Maria's.
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home. Graphic 257 admin.
Admin user. Here we go.
Tab. Add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space. Unavailable. Username colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab. Password colon password edit. Type in
you put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab, confirm password, colon, pass.
Confirmation.
Tab, user location, colon, combo box, local disk, left parent seat.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk, or.
Open list box, look, lazy, left parent, F, colon, right parent, local disk, left parent, I, colon, right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. Now, so that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember that with Windows Steady State, Windows protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left, local disk, left parent seat, tab, list view, 1 of 23. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Graphic 21, graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialog, G, graphics dash off space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter.
Okay,
list
here we go.
View, 8 of 20.
There.
Tab, browse for more pictures. Shift tab, list view, 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created, the profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here. Press tab.
Tab. Add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab. Export user.
You can export a user. So if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later, which is pretty cool.
Tab. Import user.
There it is. Import user.
Tab. 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 Register.
This is where.
Shift tab. Tab, register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab, help. Tab, getting started. Tab, FAQ. Tab, community. Tab, family safety from Windows Live 1 kit. Tab, list view, admin, 1
so
of 5.
So, obviously, I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab through here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab, user settings.
User settings.
Tab, lock profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab, log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
Tab, log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Restart computer after log off checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general, Windows, general, window restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if
root
I can
JAWS
go in there.
Setting admin. See also help. Jet Windows restrictions. Feature restrictions. Left mouse button. User settings. PC tab. High restrictions. Radio button checked. 1 of 5.
Okay, so
shift tab. User settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool, and I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I am going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it, so that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions, radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. OK button, enter. No restrictions, radio button checked.
OK, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Lower, medium, high restrictions, radio button, tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are how many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access, left parent except websites below right parent not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool, so you can have certain websites that you want to have there, okay.
Prevent right dash click in Internet Explorer not checked. Prevent printing checked. Do not allow access to favorites checked. Disable autocomplete checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed checked. Menu options opened.
All right, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files checked. Remove theater mode checked. Remove help menu checked. Remove browser options checked. Remove expanded new menu checked. Remove general tab and internet options checked. Remove security tab and internet options checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options checked. Remove content tab and internet options checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options opened. 12
okay.
items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions opened. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left parent far right parent in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the... Disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or...
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
clipboard. I'm going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type in text, Alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And
press
we've got
tab, cancel.
The feature restrictions here.
Space, unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, top level, you can use WinSteady Stick Shared Access Computer Set Computer Restrictions Admin. From unauthorized changes system set to the hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows Steady State colon off Jessica profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's key profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started Melissa FAQ Pro Community underline upset parental.
So
set parental controls.
You have parental controls and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows Live 1 import user.
So there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows Steady State. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past you've had to use a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows Disk Protection or the disk protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk, and so that way your system partition is always protected, and you can do many, many, many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you'd like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address, again, is J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if you would like to see more on this particular subject. I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address, again, is jtblas@hotmail.com, jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to get how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So, I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I'm going to do a search for Windows Steady State Download, or Download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10. JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search - Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing. Download Windows Steady State.
D-O-L-O-A-T space. S space S E A D D A T S S E A F Y space S E A T E. Enter. Download Windows Steady State Download.
Whoa, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Download search edit. Enter. Home Windows Steady Steady S E E A D Y space. Enter. Download Windows Steady State - Google Search page has 10 heading download.
Okay, I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2, enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where we can get Windows Steady State.
Road.
As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape. Virtual.
I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place, heading virtual find, escape, sign up now button, sign in button, wrapping the top, go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab, JAWS, Alt shift tab, sign in - back.
I'm going to go back because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button, Windows Steady State heading level 2 link visited, featured Windows download : Windows Steady State creates a rec.gel one life hacker blank, heading blank link double and dot are you rec visited, head enter, visited.
Okay, so we
Windows
have
Steady State.
The page for Windows Steady State. 46%,
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Addresses http://www.microsoft.com.
There. Okay.
Windows Steady State. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows Steady State heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Wrapping the top, site button, web button, wrapping the top, web blank.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows Steady State. And you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows Steady State. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows Steady State interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows Steady State interface, the help file will come up. I will close that and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all pro. program up W, Windows Update W, Winamp sub W, Winbatched W, Winboard W, Windows Live sub W, Windows Support Tool W, WinGap sub W, WinRAR sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view, Windows Steady State closed, 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view, not selected admin, 1 of...
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application, on previous occasions, the help file loaded, but this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from JAWS here.
JAWS Prov. Escape. JAWS dialog, adjust JAWS G level 1, G level 0, general options G level 1, graphics dash list space, graphics dash all, space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter, Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab, tab, alt tab, JAWS, alt shift tab, Windows steady state, tab. Root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state. Installing Windows steady ST. Getting started. PC cursor title is Alt tab JAWS. Alt tab Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer. Windows Alt shift tab zone alarm security alert. Zone Alt Windows steady state dash Windows share Alt shift tab project report dash find Alt shift tab Skype Alt tab C colon Alt tab F colon.
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it. I don't know why.
Control T all program updates W Winboard for W Windows lot W Windows sub W WinCap sub W WinRAR sub W Windows install W Windows Media W Windows Message W Windows Movie Mix W Windows Steady State W.
There it is.
Enter, leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again, and then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
Title is
still loading here.
Alt tab Windows steady state. Windows steady state dialog. Tree view. Getting started closed. 2 of 5. Alt F4. List view. Not selected. Graphic 650 Jessica. 2 of.
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. A list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic for Maria's.
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home. Graphic 257 admin.
Admin user. Here we go.
Tab. Add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space. Unavailable. Username colon edit. Type in text. Alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab. Password colon password edit. Type in
you
text.
Put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab, confirm password, colon, pass.
Confirmation.
Tab, user location, colon, combo box, local disk left parent C.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk, or...
Open list box, look, lazy left parent F, colon, right parent, local disk left parent I, colon, right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. So that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember, that with Windows Steady State, Windows protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left, local disk left, parent C tab, list view 1 of 23. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Graphic 21, graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialog, G, graphics dash off space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter.
Okay, here we go.
List view 8 of 20.
There.
Tab, browse for more pictures. Shift tab, list view 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created, the profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here. Press tab.
Tab, add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab, export user.
You can export a user. So if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later, which is pretty cool.
Tab, import user.
There it is, import user.
Tab, 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 register.
This is where...
Shift tab. Tab, register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab, help. Tab, getting started. Tab, FAQ. Tab, community. Tab, family safety from Windows Live 1K. Tab, list view, admin, 1
so
of 5.
So obviously, I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab for here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab. User settings.
User settings.
Tab. Lock profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press tab. Restart computer after log off checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general, Windows, general, window restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if
root
I can go in there.
Setting, admin, C, also help, jet Windows restrictions, feature restrictions, left mouse button, user settings, PC tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Okay, so.
Shift tab, user settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool, and I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I am going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it, So that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Low restrictions.
Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. Okay button, enter. No restrictions radio button checked.
Okay, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Lower, medium, high restrictions radio button tab, tree view, internet explorer restrictions open checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are shift. How many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, tree view, internet explorer restrictions open checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access left parent except websites below right parent not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool. So you can have certain websites that you want to have there. Okay.
Prevent right dash click and internet explorer not checked. Prevent printing checked. Do not allow access to favorites checked. Disable autocomplete checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed checked. Menu options opened.
All right, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files checked. Remove theater mode checked. Remove help menu checked. Remove browser options checked. Remove expanded new menu checked. Remove general tab and internet options checked. Remove security tab and internet options checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options checked. Remove content tab and internet options checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool. Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options opened. 12
okay.
items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third-party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions opened. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left parent far right parent in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or.
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
clipboard. I'm going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type in text, Alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And
space
we've
bar.
Got
tab, cancel.
The feature restrictions here.
Space, unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, Tuckler, you can use WinSteady Stick, shared access computer, set computer restrictions, admin. From unauthorized changes system set to the hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows steady state colon off Jessica profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's kit profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started with this FAQ pro community. Underline set parental.
So
set parental controls.
You have parental controls, and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows, live one import user.
So, there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows Steady State. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past, you've had to use a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows disk protection or the disk protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk. And so that way your system partition is always protected. And you can do many, many, many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you'd like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address, again, is J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if you would like to see more on this particular subject. I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address, again, is jtblas@hotmail.com, jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to show you something before I actually show you Windows Steady State. The first thing I want to show you is I want to show you how to obtain a copy of Windows Steady State. One thing that is required to download Windows Steady State is that you have a genuine copy of Microsoft Windows XP. If you do not have the genuine Microsoft Windows XP component installed in your computer, you will have to go through a process of proving that you have a genuine copy of Windows XP. So, I'm not going to go through that process, but what I am going to do is I'm going to go to Google here. I think I have it loaded. And I'm going to do a search for Windows Steady State download, or download Windows Steady State. And I have Google already open. By the way, I'm running JAWS 10. JAWS 10 with defaults. And I am at the Google Accessible Search website.
Title is Google Accessible Search - Windows Internet Explorer.
There. And I believe that I am at the field for searching. So I'm going to start typing. Download Windows Steady State.
D-O-L-O-A-T space. S space S E A D D A T S S E E A F Y space S E A T E. Enter. Download Windows Steady State download.
Well, I misspelled that one. I'm going to retype it.
Download search edit enter home Windows Steady Steady S E E A D Y space enter. Download Windows Steady State - Google Search page has 10 heading download.
Okay, I'm going to search for the first heading here to see if I get my result, the one that I'm looking for Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State heading level 2 link. Are you ready to download Windows Steady State for your genuine Windows XP or Windows Vista computer? There's no charge. Download it now or look around. And www.microsoft.com/windows/products.
There we go. So I'm going to go back up to the heading here.
And are you ready? Heading level 2, enter.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Continue 1%.
And I'm going to take you to the area where we can get Windows Steady State.
Road.
As you can hear, there's the pop from AutoForms.
Escape. Virtual.
I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go into the headings here to see if I can find the copy of the Windows Steady State so I can download it.
Wrapping the top, your information in one place, heading virtual find, escape, sign up now button, sign in button, wrapping the top, go but addresses https://.
That's interesting. Let me double check this here.
Alt tab, JAWS, Alt shift tab, sign in - back.
I'm going to go back because for some reason I was thrown into another Microsoft page there.
Search. Search button. Windows steady state heading level 2 link visited. Featured Windows download : Windows steady state creates a rec.gel wop life hacker blank. Heading blank link double and dot dot are you rec visited and enter visited.
Okay, so we
Windows
have
steady state.
The page for Windows 46% steady state.
100%. Page has one frame. Windows.
Let's see.
Address is http://www.microsoft.com.
There, okay.
Windows steady state. Keep your shared access computers running smoothly with Windows steady state heading level 3.
Okay.
What is shared access? Heading level 3.
So we all know what shared access is. Shared access is a way, is a computer system that is in a location where multiple individuals or users can access it.
Worldwide sites heading level 3.
And I'm going to find the button here for download, and I'm just going to show you that and move on.
Grabbing the top site button, swipe button, grabbing the top swipe button.
Do a search here.
Virtual find. Enter. Link downloads. Downloads link. Link graphic download.
There.
Link graphic watch demonstration. Blank. Graphic shared access.
There. Excuse me. So, that is the way to do a search for the download. And typically, you know, Google works really well. So you do a search there for download Windows steady state. And you'll get the first result is typically the download page for Windows steady state. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move on and I'm going to load the Windows steady state interface. What will happen is as soon as you load the Windows steady state interface, the help file will come up. I will close that and then I will navigate the interface a little bit, show you around, kind of give you an idea of what's there. So let's get moving here with the demo.
Start menu E, all program W, Windows Update W, Winamp Sub W, Winbatch W, Winboard W, Windows Live Sub W, Windows Support Tool W, Wingap Sub W, WinRAR Sub W, Windows Install W, Windows Media Clip W, Windows Messenger W, Windows Movie Maker W, Windows Steady State W.
That is what we're looking for, Windows Steady State.
Windows Steady State.
I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to wait for the application to load. While it does that, clear my throat here a little bit.
Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view. Windows Steady State closed. 2 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. List view. Not selected. Admin. 1 of...
This is...
Title is Windows Steady State.
The Windows Steady State application. On previous occasions, the help file loaded. But this time it didn't, for whatever reason. But I have a few users here that I want to show you.
Admin.
There's an admin user.
Graphic 561 Jessica.
I'm going to turn off the graphic description here, the graphic reading from JAWS here.
JAWS Prov. Escape. JAWS dialog, adjust JAWS G, level 1, G, level 0, general options, G, level 1, graphics dash list space, graphics dash all, space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter, Windows steady state.
Okay, so here we go.
Shift tab, tab, alt tab, JAWS, alt shift tab, Windows steady state, tab. Root job top hide back print contents Windows steady state. Installing Windows steady ST. Getting started. PC cursor title is Alt tab JAWS. Alt tab Windows steady state dash Windows Internet Explorer. Windows Alt shift tab zone alarm security alert zone alta Windows steady state dash Windows share Alt shift tab project report dash find Alt shift tab Skype Alt tab C colon Alt tab F colon
I'm gonna reload it because I have a feeling I unloaded it. I don't know why.
Control T all program updates W Winboard for W Windows lot W Windows sub W Wingap sub W WinRAR sub W Windows install W Windows media W Windows message W Windows movie make W Windows steady state W.
There it is.
Enter, leaving menus.
Let's wait for it to load again and then I'm going to go through the menu options here. I had a little bit of a snag there.
title is.
Still loading here.
Alt tab, Windows Steady State. Windows Steady State dialog. Tree view, getting started, closed. 2 of 5, Alt F4, list view, not selected, graphic 650, Jessica, 2 of...
Okay, so I have a list. Sorry about the interruptions there. A list of all the users here. Admin.
Graphic 4, Maria's...
Okay. There are a few users that I have here, but I want to look at the admin user.
Home, graphic 257, admin.
Admin user, here we go.
Tab, add a new user.
I can add a new user here. And by the way, when you add a new user, and I'm going to click on it so you can see.
Space, unavailable, username, colon, edit, type and text, alt plus U.
You put a username here.
Tab, password, colon, password, edit, type and
text, put a password.
Alt plus P. Tab, confirm password, colon, pass.
Confirmation.
Tab, user location, colon, combo box, local disk, left parent seat.
Now, you can put the user in the local disk, or...
Open list box, look, lazy, left parent, F, colon, right parent, local disk, left parent, I, colon, right parent.
Or you can throw the user in a, on another drive. And what I just realized is that I have a TrueCrypt volume that I use. TrueCrypt is something that I've discussed in the past. I recommend that you look at it. But my TrueCrypt volume is an encrypted volume. And that's pretty cool because if I have a drive letter for my TrueCrypt volume, then I can put those users in the TrueCrypt volume when they log in and their data is encrypted. Now, so that is the flexibility. If you put the user's profile on a different disk, remember that with Windows Steady State, Windows Protection, disk protection, does not affect users that are outside of the system partition. And so if you put the user profile on another disk, then you have data persistent for that user as long as that user exists.
Lazy left, local disk, left parent seat, tab, list view, 1 of 23. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Graphic 21, graphic 4.
Okay, let me see if I can turn off the graphics here. I apologize.
JAWS dialog, G, graphics dash off space, graphics dash none, space, graphics dash labeled, enter.
Okay,
list
here we go.
View, 8 of 20.
There.
Tab, browse for more pictures. Shift tab, list view, 8 of 23.
So if you have a picture, you could actually put in a picture for them here. This is the list view that allows you to pick a picture.
Tab, browse tab, OK button to activate.
And now you can click OK. And now the user ID will be created, the profile will be created on that on the partition that you choose.
Escape, unavailable.
And that was the add user button.
Tab, list view, admin, 1 of 5.
So I'm back to the admin, to the list view, and I'm in the admin user here. I'm going to click tab here, press tab.
Tab, add a new user.
We've already done that.
Tab, export user.
You can export a user, so if you have one here, you can export that user and then use it, import the user later, which is pretty cool.
Tab, import user.
There it is, import user.
Tab, 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 register.
This is where...
Shift tab. Tab, register.
We get a little bit of issue with Windows Steady State and JAWS. So I'm going to navigate as best as I can here. And if I have to use the JAWS cursor, I will do that. But I'm going to continue hitting tab until I get back to my list of users here.
Tab, help. Tab, getting started. Tab, FAQ. Tab, community. Tab, family safety from Windows Live 1K. Tab, list view, admin, 1
so
of 5.
So, obviously, I don't have the ability to... actually, yes, I do. I could actually hit enter on the user.
Enter. Unavailable.
And I am placed at that user's properties. And I'm going to go ahead and hit tab through here so you can listen to what's going on.
Tab. User settings.
User settings.
Tab. Lock profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So I could lock this profile to prevent the user from making permanent changes. Not bad.
Tab. Log off after checkbox not checked. To check, press.
So this is something that you want to set up if you want to. You can log off the user after a specific period of time.
tab, log off after checkbox not checked, the check press tab, restart computer after log off, checkbox not checked, the check press.
So optionally, you can have the computer restart when the user logs off. The benefit of doing this is with when you have disk protection turned on, when a user logs off, you want to reboot the computer. Not necessarily when they log off, but if you want to do it, it'll reboot the computer and flush all the changes that that user made. So that way the computer is clear. But once a day suffices in terms of rebooting the computer for cache changes or for changes that were made while users were logged in throughout that day. But this is a good option to have as a reboot after log off.
Tab, set password.
You can set a password here if you want.
Tab, change picture.
Again, change the picture if you want.
Tab, delete user.
You can delete the user.
Tab, OK button to activate. Tab, cancel button. Tab, register.
So now I have given you a quick overview of Windows Steady State. Let me use the JAWS cursor here to take you through some of the options, the other options available here.
JAWS cursor, top of file, user settings, admin. See also, help general Windows restrictions feature, general, help.
There's
general. Windows, general, Windows restrictions.
Windows restrictions, so general Windows restrictions.
Feature, restrictions.
So feature restrictions. Let me see if
through
I can
JAWS
go in there.
Setting, admin, see, also help, gen Windows restrictions, feature, restrictions, left mouse button, user settings. PC tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Okay, so
shift tab, user settings.
These are feature restrictions that you could actually change for that user. And I'm going to go through them briefly here, and then I'll let you all explore Windows Steady State. It's really cool. And I won't be able to cover everything in this podcast, but I am going to give you a good feel. I'm giving you a good taste of it. So that way you can go and explore yourself.
Tab, high restrictions, radio button checked, 1 of 5.
High restriction is one of the restrictions for features here.
Medium restrictions, radio button.
And you'll have to do a little bit of reading here. Medium restrictions.
Low restrictions. Information dialog. Adjusting the program restriction level can make your computer more vulnerable to tampering, hacking, or viruses. This is not a recommended setting. OK button, enter. No restrictions, radio button checked.
Okay, so you can actually do no restrictions here.
Lower, medium, high restrictions, radio button, tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items to move.
All right, there are shift. How many items here? I'm going to go through them really quickly.
Tab, tree view, Internet Explorer restrictions, open checked, 8 items. Prevent internet access, left parent, except websites below right parent, not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, cool. So you can have certain websites that you want to have there. Okay.
Prevent right dash click in Internet Explorer, not checked. Prevent printing checked. Do not allow access to favorites checked. Disable autocomplete checked. Empty the temporary internet files folder when Internet Explorer is closed checked. Menu options opened.
Alright, so that was Internet Explorer. Pretty cool. Some of the things that you can do there. And I'm going to continue through the list here.
Level 2. Remove view source checked. 1 of 14. Remove find files checked. Remove theater mode checked. Remove help menu checked. Remove browser options checked. Remove expanded new menu checked. Remove general tab and internet options checked. Remove security tab and internet options checked. Remove privacy tab and internet options checked. Remove content tab and internet options checked.
So you can see the granularity of support that you have with this tool here. The things that you can actually limit within this tool. Very, very nice.
Remove connections tab and internet options checked. Remove programs tab and internet options checked. Remove advanced tab and internet options checked. Remove new window menu option checked. Level 1. Toolbar options opened. 12
okay.
items.
This is all Internet Explorer.
Level 2. Search checked. What folders checked. Edit checked. Discussions checked. Encoding checked. Size checked. Full screen checked. Media checked. Print checked. History checked. Tools checked. Third-party extension buttons checked. Level 0. Microsoft Office restrictions opened. 7 items.
So here we go with Microsoft Office. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but I'm going to let you listen as I go through this.
Level 1. Prevent use of Visual Basic for applications left paren far right paren in Office 2007/2003/XP checked. 1 of 7. Disable macro shortcut keys checked. Disable macro menu items in the tools menus checked. Disable add-ins menu items in the... Disable the web toolbar in Office programs checked. Disable the detect and repair command in the help menu checked. Prevent changes to clip organizer contents in Office 2007/2003/XP.
So you get the idea there.
Disable prevent changes to clip or...
And that is all we've got there.
Disable prevent changes to
clipboard. I'm going to hit tab to see if there's anything else.
Tab, home page edit, type in text, alt plus P.
This is so you can put a home page for Internet Explorer.
Tab, OK button to activate.
And
press
we've got
tab, cancel.
The feature restrictions here.
Space, unavailable.
Now I'm going to get to another set of features.
Root JAWS, top level, you can use WinSteady Stick Shared Access Computer Set Computer Restrictions Admin. From unauthorized changes system set to the hard disk restrict users from access system settings and data updates by Windows Steady State colon off Jessica profile colon locked register protect the Windows disk protection colon off.
Okay.
See also Maria's kit profile colon locked.
So Windows protection is off here, profile's locked.
Help. Getting started Melissa FAQ Pro Community. Underline upset parental.
So
set parent controls.
You have parental controls and you have a bunch of other features here.
Family safety add-in from Windows Live 1 import user.
So there you go. And I'm going to stop here because there are many, 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 many features that you can actually take advantage of with this Windows Steady State. And if you have had experience with Windows management of policies, this is similar to how Windows manages policies, except that in the past you've had to use a tool like Policy Editor or Group Policy Editor to be able to make changes on a local workstation. So this very cool Windows Steady State tool is something that I think is beneficial for everyone who is running Windows XP and is running a machine that has multiple users on it, that is a shared level computer. You may not be able to take advantage of the Windows Disk Protection or the disk protection feature, but you can take advantage of all the other features that are available. You can lock user profiles. You can have just basic settings for a user. You can do many, many things that will keep a user from damaging your computer. And if you are really paranoid, then you can enable disk protection and have everything go back every single time the computer is rebooted. You can take advantage of that feature with a second hard disk running the profiles on that disk, and so that way your system partition is always protected, and you can do many, many, many things that will make your system more stable and allow your system to run more smoothly. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you like, disliked anything in this podcast, I would like for you to contact me. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. That email address again is j. T as in Tom, B as in Boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I welcome your comments. Please let me know if you would like to see more on this particular subject. I would love to hear from you, whether you liked it or not. My email address again is jtblas@hotmail.com, jtblas@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.